Track 9, Unit 8, Listening, Part 4. Multiple Matching. Speaker 1.
I'm extremely troubled by the climate crisis, so whenever I'm obliged to take a plane for work, I feel deeply conflicted. I'd love to stop flying entirely, but it's a vital part of my professional duties. That's why it was a relief to see the option of paying my usual carrier for carbon offsets. For every kilogram of carbon emitted, 1 kilo is absorbed, for example, by planting more trees. Sadly, these offsets turned out to be a scam to extract money from environmentally conscious customers, with little by way of tree planting going on. Fortunately, not all offsetting schemes are scams, so next time I'll research the most scrupulous ones so as to make my own arrangements, even if there's a risk that I'll end up out of pocket.
Speaker 2.
I read an article recently about cruelty-free cosmetics, and it mentioned a rabbit icon that shows they've never been tested on animals. As animal cruelty is something I abhor, when I spotted the rabbit logo on a bottle of shampoo last month, I snapped it up immediately, despite the eye-watering price. But this morning, as I was about to recycle the empty bottle, I realized that the logo bore no more than a passing resemblance to the one from the article. I reckon if I were to go through the ingredients list, it'd turn out to contain all sorts of dodgy stuff. I'm absolutely furious to have been taken in like that, but at least I'll know exactly what not to do next time.
Speaker 3.
As an eco-blogger, the whole idea of plastic waste is a pet peeve of mine, and thankfully, due to my own faux pas, I'm well placed to get the word out there. With any luck, anyone who's like-minded won't repeat my error. The thing is, I noticed an exotic brand of body lotion that came in a paper bottle. I was intrigued as to how the paper didn't leak. The bottle itself was all green with pictures of leaves, trees, and even a happy earth. It was surprisingly affordable, so I grabbed one. Today, having used all the body lotion, I was finally able to investigate the packaging. To my horror, the inside of the paper is lined with a layer of plastic. And because they're glued together, I'm not sure if it's even recyclable.
Speaker 4.
I've been looking forward to performing at tomorrow's arts festival for months, so you can imagine my shock when I arrived at the venue today to discover it was being sponsored by an oil company. It's such a blatant attempt to burnish their image by associating with an esteemed cultural event. Perhaps fossil-fueled vehicles aren't so bad after all, because these artists seem to support them. Well, I'll make sure none of my audience is left in the slightest doubt how I feel. I'm not surprised at the oil company for trying it on like that, but I can't believe the organisers kept quiet about it. If I'd known, I'd never have allowed my reputation to be tarnished in this way.
Speaker 5.
I started buying free-range eggs a few years ago, not only because I hate the idea of hens being cooped up all day, but also because I was keen to avoid food contaminated with hormones and antibiotics. But it turns out I should have been buying organic eggs instead, which are much more tightly regulated, hence the substantially higher price. Apparently, free range is a fairly loose and potentially misleading phrase, which doesn't necessarily mean the chickens are free to spend long, happy lives wandering around grassy fields, as the picture on the box implies. Anyway, I've made the switch now, so my conscience is a lot clearer about the impact I'm having on those hens.